My name is Alyssa Brito, and today I will be talking about how female athletes are represented as a marginalized group in society. America has had to undergo social reforms towards gender equality between men and women for many years. Women have had to constantly battle with social normalities in order to simply have the same rights and opportunities to those of men. In 1920, women gained the right to vote, but this took 70 long years to accomplish it from resistance. In 1963, women gained the right to equal pay within the workforce. This took 20 years to accomplish. These are just two significant examples the women's rights movement has achieved throughout history that is still in place. Yet there is also still gender inequality in America through the sports industry today. In the sports industry, the media and society has created boundaries for what sports both men and women are supposed to compete in. The media has objectified the bodies and production quality of women's sporting events, and professional female athletes receive very low salary wages when compared to men in the same sports. Society has progressively established gender boundaries on which sports men and women should participate in from the influence of the media. This barrier between sports has made it more difficult over time for women to confidently test society rules and feel accepted within all different sports. The media consistently spreads their views on gender roles in sports through the content they produce and publicize to America. In doing so, they've portrayed what they believe to be normal or traditional categories of sports for either men or women by only covering sporting events that display the same behavior. In an article published by the Sports Journal, the authors Travis Schleter and Audrey Wagstaff wrote, "The media, for example, present sports as if they are masculine, for example, football and ice hockey, and feminine, in an example being gymnastics and figure skating, sports aligning with traditional expectations of male and female athletes, which makes it more difficult to break traditional gender barriers and allowing women to participate in masculine sports. The belief of society and media outlets should not determine the path female athletes take in sports, whether it's masculine or feminine portrayed sport. The opportunity to pursue their dreams should not be questioned by simply their gender, but fully based on their talents as an athlete only." Not only has the media attempted to determine the difference between sports for men and women, but there is a tendency to objectify the bodies of female athletes in order to appeal to the pleasure of viewers rather than showcasing their accomplishments and talents. Aside from the particular focus of the media on female athletes, many media productions on female sports are in poorer quality or had limited coverage when compared to male sports. In an online article published by Her Story, the author Sandra Ray argues female athletes are objectified on the field, much as they are on the streets. From coaches to commentators to the audience, women are looked at as commodities, showcasing themselves for men's pleasure, not as entities of potential and talent. These media outlets unfortunately redirect the focus of the audience to the bodies of females instead of focusing on the talents their bodies can perform. Sadly, female athletes have to sacrifice recognition towards their achievements in front of America. In the previously used article by the Sports Journal, the authors explain not only does the media focus on different features of a female athlete opposed to a male athlete, but some researchers analyzed media coverage of female athletes and reported that women receive poorer quality of technical production and less overall coverage. The unfairness in the aspects of production and quality overall slows the process of spreading popularity for these female sports because viewers would not want to watch any sporting event with bad film quality. Women in sports have earned the right through their successes to gain support from the media by broadcasting content solely for the benefit of these athletes. Along with the effect of the media, female athletes have had to endure unequal pay as professional athletes. There is a substantial difference between the salaries of men and women as a result of low popularity from the limited broadcasting and low amounts of sponsors to promote female sports. In an online article by Adelphi University in New York, they wrote, "The income gap between men and women have been well publicized, with women earning on average only 77% of what their male counterparts earn. However, the gap is much wider in the world of elite sports, where female athletes earn just a fraction of what men earn in the same profession. Female athletes are being treated inferior and unequal to men within the sports industry, which causes their careers and financial stability to also be affected. The large gap between the salaries of men and women is unfair to female professional athletes competing in the same sports but receiving close to nothing compared to men. Within the same online article, it also states, on average, female basketball players earn $4,428,000 less, or only 1.6% of the male salary. A question that may be surfacing is, when will the boundaries between men and women be broken, and all athletes have equal opportunity? In order to make this change possible, we as women need to break down these barriers. We as a society need to demand for change, and we as a nation need to provide equal gender rights and opportunity for all. In better news, the inequality of female athletes has not gone unnoticed. In fact, the law Title IX was created in order to provide female athletes with more opportunity and publicly spread the benefits of young women participating in sports. These congressional actions empowered more women and young girls to pursue their talents in sports and compete at higher levels throughout their lives. The Sports Journal, they wrote, the U.S. Congress passed Title IX of the Omnibus Education Act of 1972, for example, mandated equal federal funding opportunities towards male and female students in higher education, which encouraged more girls and women to participate in sports. As a result of persistence and determination from women, Congress created this law that provides female athletes with opportunities equal to men from the high school to professional level. This solution to gender inequality in the sports industry not only shaped new perspectives on female athletes in society, but also gave them more confidence to compete fairly and freely in all sports. The success of this formed law is shown in the numbers that's described in the article by the Sports Journal when they state, this increased accessibility to sports sparked a change of less than 32,000 intercollegiate women and 300,000 high school girls that participated in sports prior to Title X to 200,000 intercollegiate women and 300 girls that participated in sports in 2010. From the determination of women, this new law has paved opportunities to female athletes that were previously untouchable before. Another solution that can be fulfilled by young women and female athletes throughout America is publicizing issues of gender inequality and bringing more awareness or support to women competing in sports. In an online website article by the Feminist Majority Foundation, it states, you can support women's athletics at any age, participate in sports yourself, attend women's and girls' sporting events, earmark university contributions for women's athletic programs, do not be taken in by stereotypes that negate women's athletic ability and deride women who perform well in sports. Whether you're a coach, athlete, fan, or fundraiser, these are all roles that can build confidence, initiative, and promote women's leadership. This solution can significantly affect the social normalities for women in sports, and anyone can bring change. At any place or any time, awareness towards gender inequality in sports can be addressed. The community of women in society have to come together as a common goal to publicize these issues. To conclude, I believe women in sports deserve the right to pursue their talents in any sport, whether it's described masculine or feminine. Female athletes deserve to be recognized due to their talents, not their bodies. Female athletes deserve equal pay compared to men, and female athletes deserve the same respect in the sports industry. America has the ability to make these changes for the present and future generations of female athletes as long as we unite as a nation and stay determined to fully put an end to gender inequality in the sports industry.